My guest at this time is Ohio Republican Congressman Steve Chabot. He represents the Buckeye State's 1st Congressional District, that's in the Cincinnati area, and he is also the chairman of the House Subcommittee on the Middle East and South Asia, that's through the Foreign Affairs Committee. And with Prime Minister Netanyahu in town and a lot of questions still being asked about whether or not there'll be military action against Iran and what the right policy is on that issue, it's great to have him with us. And, sir, thank you very much for your time.
It's great to be with you, Greg.
Well, the Prime Minister mincing very few words, whether at the White House or his speech to AIPAC or anywhere else in Washington this week, saying that he will do what's necessary to preserve Israel's national security. The president seeming to be a little more in line with where Israel is now, although obviously still preferring to give the sanctions more time to work. Where do you think the U.S. policy is on this right now?
Well, you know, it's a little hard to know. Under the current administration, they're saying the right things. Whether they'll actually ultimately do the right things or not remains to be seen. I think that we must always remember that a nuclear-armed Iran would pose not only a direct threat to Israel, but also to our regional allies and to the United States itself. I think it's only a matter of time before their advances in missile technology would make it possible for them to strike the United States. And as we all know far too well, they are the largest supporter of terrorist organizations around the country, both in arming them and supporting them. And they could put one of these nuclear devices in the hands of a terrorist organization who could smuggle one into the United States either by boat or elsewhere. And that's what Iran is likely to do if we don't stop it now. So this is the time to stop it when they still can be stopped, but we don't have a lot of time.
At his press conference this afternoon, sir, President Obama said it's incorrect to believe that a decision on a military strike needs to be made in the next few weeks or even the next couple of months. What's the best sense we have on Iran's progress and when a decision does need to be made?
Well, we think it's soon. We think it's a matter probably of months and not years at this point. I don't think we have another year. I think it's going to have to be sooner than that. And we know that the policies that this administration has been pushing for most of the last 3 years now, which is essentially trying to negotiate, trying to get others to talk to Iran, trying to get them to back down, using sanctions to the extent that they're successful. But this regime in Iran really doesn't care about its people. So even though we may be hitting the people of Iran, we're probably not hitting in any direct way those that are actually the decision makers who are able to insulate themselves, who are living pretty high on the hog right now, even though the people are suffering. So I'm not terribly confident that sanctions are ultimately going to prevail, although I certainly hope that they do.
Just a few weeks ago, we saw folks like the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and even the defense secretary heading to Israel to try and delay a possible military strike on Iran. At least that's the reports we got. Now, in more recent days, the president himself has said that, as we mentioned earlier, Israel has to do what it has to do to defend itself. So do you think there has been a market shift in policy? And if so, why?
Well, we know that there's an election coming up, but we know that this president wants to be reelected. And whereas over the last 3 years, he's basically been, I think, undercutting our strong ally Israel in many ways rather than assisting Israel, he's been trying to get Israel to back off as much or more than he has been the Iranians. And that's quite concerning to many of us that really think that Israel has been and continues to be our closest ally in the region. I think what we ought to be doing is letting Israel know that we will have their back. He said that recently. I don't know how much, I don't know how well they trust this particular president, what he would actually do. The point that I think is most important is because of the statements essentially indicating that we're not going to take action, which is, I think, the signal that's been sent to Iran that we're not going to back up Israel, we've made it more likely that it's going to be necessary to take military action, because if in Iran's mind they knew that we were serious, that we would actually take military action if necessary, they probably would have backed off by now if they were ever going to. And that's not the signals that they've been getting out of this administration. It's been one of weakness up to this point. I hope the administration is resolved to take the appropriate action if necessary. I don't feel terribly confident that it is, and I'm afraid Israel doesn't either.
The president said today, sir, that he thinks the sanctions are having a verifiable effect. In fact, he believes there's a consensus on that. Doesn't sound like you're part of that consensus.
I'm not. I think it is having an effect on the people of Iran, but it's not having an effect on the decision makers. It's much like North Korea. The people are suffering profoundly, but the leadership is not. They take care of themselves. So sanctions, I don't think, is likely to work with this regime in Iran.
Just a couple minutes left in our conversation with Congressman Steve Chabot of Ohio. Sir, what role does Congress play in all this? What hearings have you had? What sort of message can you send to the president, to Israel, and beyond about what you think the right policy ought to be?
Well, we've had multiple hearings on the issue, both in the House and in the Senate. We had down the president's Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, just last week, and Iran was one of the top topics that were discussed. So the administration knows that most, if not all, in Congress believe that we should be sending a message to Iran, a very strong message, that military action will be taken if they don't back down, and sooner rather than later. That's the most likely scenario if they really believe that we're serious, that military action ultimately won't be necessary. So it's peace through strength, really. And unfortunately, with this administration, the strength is the part that's been missing.
Last quick question, sir, on a completely unrelated topic. It's Super Tuesday. Ohio is among the 10 states voting today. Do you have a publicly stated preference in the who wins the Republican nomination?
No, I've always made it a policy. This is my 16th year in Congress, and I've always had a policy to stay the heck out of primaries. So I'm not weighing in. I do think that Mitt Romney is likely to narrowly win Ohio. I think the momentum is back on his side, although Rick Santorum had it as recently as last week. I could be wrong about that, but that's kind of my sense of things, and I think probably Mitt Romney is going to be much stronger after this evening than he is at this point.
Well, we'll be staying up late. I'm guessing you might be a little bit as well. Sir, thank you.
I sure will.
Thank you very much for your time. It's always good to talk to you.
Thank you. Great talking with you.
Thank you, sir. Ohio Congressman Steve Chabot represents his state's 1st Congressional District, chairs the House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on the Middle East and South Asia. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.